Bagley.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, very well. You'd be pleased that they're not making it mandatory for people to show vaccination status at pubs and clubs?
Look, very pleased. We think that the state government's made the right decision here to remove or not consider that option for venues of under 1,000 people. They will require it for stadiums and for festivals and for large events over 1,000. But for your average pub, tavern, bar, restaurant, cafe, it's not going to be a requirement, which is great news. I think they will consider it as an option for some regional parts of the state if they don't get to their 90%. But
correct,
for the majority of us, we don't have to worry about that.
It's quite interesting, really, because they've taken a different approach in Queensland, which is you have to prove your vaccination to get into any of those venues straight away, right now.
Yes, and they are opening up earlier over there. What we're going to have is we're going to have a sustained period of weeks with a higher level of vaccination, and we can see we're over the 80% now, getting close to the 90%. Certainly, the first vaccination rate indicates that we're at about the, you know, give or take a little bit of a percentage, 90% already. So the intention is there to get to the 90%, which means that people are already committed. I think that by the time we get to the 5th of February, we'll have a very high level of vaccination. Yes, the borders will reopen and COVID will be in the state, but it is good to see that we'll have such a high level of vaccination, not requiring then the need to have the passport or the checking in place.
I'm assuming that very large venues like the Camfield will need to have that because they would fit into that category like Crown Casino?
The government's named specifically the categories and the venues that it'll be required for. So I don't know specifically about the Camfield, but in terms of the casino, Perth Arena, RAC Arena, the Optus Stadium, nightclubs where there's a very limited amount of airflow and restricted access, they've made that clear. But as far as we know, other venues where there is a different type of business operation. And if you think about the Camfield as well, there's a lot of open area space there. It's not just like everyone's enclosed in one room.
True. They have said large events of people, 1,000 people,
yes,
or more, and that pub holds several of those.
As I said, I don't know individual venues or specifics at this stage. We've got over 1,000 hospitality venues around the state, and it'll be up to each venue to work out their circumstances under the guidelines that the government is issuing today. But what we do know is that if it's a major event or a major stadium and those types of where people are fixed and their entry is ticketed, that certainly is a trigger.
I did note that the government has said that if venues want to make their own rules, they can.
Yes.
They need to get their own legal advice. Will you be supporting those who say, look, we've got a big venue, we want our staff protected? Will you be supporting those venues who decide they do want a vaccine passport?
Yeah, look, we'll provide them with the best advice that we're able to provide them, subject to the individual circumstances and them potentially needing independent legal advice. But we'll provide the broader parameters of how a venue could set up those requirements. The government's regulations or the Emergency Management Act orders around this will be important to see how they are worded to allow venues to enable that type of restriction. And so the devil will be in that detail, but we'd certainly be providing advice to our members around that once we're aware of what those orders look like. And they haven't been issued yet, but we suspect in the next week or two, the government will issue those official orders and we'll have the detail.
They've also said that they're going to bring in a special app, which is going to make life a lot easier for everybody by the sounds of it. But, however, we've got these areas, particularly the Pilbara, that are very under-vaccinated. And in those, if they don't get those vaccination rates up, there is going to be an issue around vaccination passports for hospitality venues. Do you support that?
Well, we're talking about areas where there's large at-risk populations, that the health circumstances are greater than the metropolitan areas in terms of the substance of the populations that are more vulnerable to acquiring complications if they do acquire COVID,
absolutely,
particularly if they don't have the vaccination. And so the government's consideration here is obviously the health of those people living in those communities. The complication here is going to be for if they are closed off to travellers and they're in tourism zones like Kimberley, there is going to be concern, obviously, for the businesses up there that are needing staff, and they need staff to travel into those regions. So, you know, there will be some complicating factors. So it's really important in those regions that some common sense prevails and there's more work done to work with people who are intrepid or concerned about the vaccination to enable them to have the right information to know that it's in their health interest to be vaccinated, particularly if they are living with co-diseases that are complicated by COVID as well.
Absolutely. And just a final question, Bradley, what's your overall view of the package? Are you happy with it?
Yeah, look, we're very happy with it, Joe. We'd give it a 10 out of 10 from our industry's perspective. There's a clear plan now to reopen the state on the 5th of February. It's going to deliver certainty for the accommodation, hospitality and business events sector. We know that tourists and travellers, business visitors can come back to the state. People who are planning to attend conferences, events, conventions will know what the parameters are beyond the 5th of February. And that's important because it's going to provide certainty, particularly to the Perth accommodation, hotel, hospitality sector in the city. That's been suffering for nearly 2 years now, with business trade substantially turned off. So from our perspective, this is a clear plan. The reopening of the border will also help alleviate the dire labour shortages we have throughout the industry.
Yeah.
And we're hopeful to see that work will start in January, attracting working holiday makers, not just from overseas, but from over east as well, particularly those that have got the skills that we as an industry are looking for. And as of now, we know there's around 13,000 vacancies within the hospitality sector across the state. And with the borders reopening, hopefully a lot of those positions are going to get filled.
Yeah, great. Look, Bradley, thanks very much for your time this afternoon. Let's hope that we get tourists coming in very soon.
Welcome, Joan. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Yeah, you too.